This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The University of Colorado, Colorado Springs has released the report of an investigation into the shooting at a dorm in February that left two people dead. CPR's Dan Boyce reports it outlines 13 recommendations for improving campus safety.
These recommendations include improving the tracking of concerning behavior from students and implementing more training for employees and student resident assistants. 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan is accused of killing his roommate and another woman from off campus. UCCS Chancellor Jennifer Sobenet says the investigation found no employee of the university was responsible for violating policies in the run-up to the shooting.
There is ultimately one individual responsible for these crimes.
Jordan's trial has yet to begin. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Senate leaders have barred a Democratic lawmaker from using public funds to hire legislative aides because of alleged mistreatment of her staff. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Senator Sonia Hawkins-Lewis will have no allocated funds to hire staff to help her during the next session. Democratic Senate leaders informed her of their decision this week, writing in a letter that they continue to hear concerns about how she treats staff. Hawkins-Lewis has been accused of creating a toxic work environment. She was removed as a committee chair in January and dropped as a sponsor of a wage theft bill after she was accused of withholding a staffer's final paycheck. She was recently elected to a second term in office to represent a district that covers parts of Boulder, Broomfield, and Weld counties. She didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Metro Denver bus and train riders will be able to tap their credit or debit cards next year to pay for fares. European transit systems have been using tap technology for years, and now more U.S. agencies are adopting it. RTD hopes the new tech will increase ridership. Passengers will still be able to pay with cash. This is CPR News.